Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice's morning show. Tricks and treats. Let's do this thing. Great America. Very exciting, the Halloween season. John likes to really, he goes nuts. Even now that we don't have kids at the house anymore, he's always getting it all gussied up and he always buys, you know, the pack of spider web and stuff to stretch all over everything.
I love Halloween.
Pulls out all the decorations. But when will you be able to decorate? You're getting your house painted.
Yeah, there's house painting planned for the middle of the month. So we might be able to do the trees. You know,
because
they're not part of the house.
Yes.
And then maybe after, whenever they're done. You know, these things, all home projects take longer than you expect.
It costs twice as much. Right. Twice as long, twice as much. So what about your crazy neighbors across the street with the werewolf that was stalking Isla that year? Mm-hmm. Are they all set up and...
They do it. All of our neighbors are pro. And they do, there's a rollout.
A little more.
It's a build. It's a build. So by, you know, 2 weeks in, they'll probably have everything in their collection out. But right now, we're just rolling out a little at a time.
Well, each thing, I mean, requires some setup. You got to stake that thing down. You got to set up the electrical for it.
I love it.
It's a big deal.
You know what? I said this once before. As a single guy for many years, holidays really felt like a nuisance.
Right.
Just a pain in my ass.
A break in everyone's routine that negatively affected
stores
you.
Stores are closed.
Right.
And
yes.
This and that.
Exactly.
And another thing. Man, what a pain in my butt. Now? I'm like, I couldn't be more into it, but it's because I have kids. There's the difference.
Yeah. The magic is back.
What changed? Kids.
Yeah.
That's what changed.
And it's funny because then I watched my kids go through the whole thing where, you know, you hit about 16 and like, you want the magic to still be there in all the holidays, but it's really socks and underwear and there's your new iPhone and okay, well, thanks. It's.
Yeah. It changes. So
okay,
right now,
I'm gonna go see my friends this afternoon. What? We're not gonna do Christmas carols and all have a.
I'm all in.
Yeah,
I'm digging it. It will change, and that's
then,
when I'll go surfing
someday,
and maybe work on this dad bod.
Yeah, and they'll come home with your grandkids. You'll get to have, you know, you'll be the patriarch of the family.
I don't really think that I'm of an age where I'll get grandkids.
I think you will,
but okay.
Life does trudge on. Okay, so here we go. Tricks. Oh my God, I didn't do the giveaway.
Right.
I brought up Halloween and then didn't do the giveaway. We were early. I was stalling a little bit. I have to do it at 05. Tricks and treats at California's Great America. This hour's code word is pumpkin. Oh my God, that is such a beautiful carved pumpkin on your porch. P-U-M-P-K-I-N. Take the word pumpkin and text it to our contest line. 20357. That gets you entered to win a 4-pack of tickets for Tricks and Treats at California's Great America. Super fun. That code word again is pumpkin. Good luck to you. Okay. I just really want to quickly mention that a bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy. is number one again. 12 weeks for this song. This song, to me, I'm like, I don't get it. It's a nice, fine song.
I like it.
Number one for 12 weeks? I don't know. It's nice. She's been telling me
all night. Are you kidding? You have five drinks in you in a bar somewhere in the middle of nowhere or wherever, and then everybody's clapping and singing this? Come on! What's wrong with you? You'd be the first one on the mic.
And this just doesn't scream number one song to me. And I wouldn't be the first one on the mic. I'm not going to be in some country bar, I'll tell you that right.
Woo!
No woo. There you go. Shaboozy. A bar song, tipsy. I say, look, number three on this list, Espresso. I'm singing and dancing to that. I can't get that song out of my mind. And the Chapel Rowan song is Good Luck, Babe. That's number four. It's good. And then, actually, the song we just played, that Billie Eilish song, Birds of a Feather, that's number six. This, not a lot of movement in the top 10 this week. And this one, 12 weeks at number one, Shaboozy's A Bar Song. Everybody in the bar getting tipsy.
Well, you just watch. The Cure's Jam Goth is going to take over the charts any minute.
Jam Goth.
That is, that's the only way to, like, just give me a 3-minute standalone
no,
Cure song.
No,
please.
We're not.
Oh my God.
There's no more Love Cats for you. No.
Dude, look, I'm not even asking you to stretch the Love Cats. Just anything that doesn't take 12 minutes to get to nowhere. Oh, we just noodled for 12 minutes. Call it just, well, go ahead, put that on the record.
I love it. I can't wait.
You don't.
I do.
No.
Yeah, I was there for the whole concert. I loved it.
You were just admiring your poster the whole time.
No, and
you
kept telling my wife, please, stop ruining this for me.
It's like, are they ever going to play a song right now?
What are they doing?
Why are they doing these extended jams? Oh, God, I hate jam bands.
No,
so
I
much.
Just, no,
and
they're
a
great.
Goth jam band. Yeah, like,
it was
all
great.
The way off.
No, it was absolutely
like,
great.
Oh,
Sarah, you jam all the time.
Yeah, you are the jammiest
house,
jammer.
Doug, I don't take that onto a stage and go, hey, listen to me noodle for half an hour. No. If you go at my house and I'm jamming too long, go leave the room. Go hang out, you know, play the Xbox in the other room. Just entertain yourself until we start a new song.
Luckily,
like.
She let me finish the show, though. The one time where there was this one show I went to where I went, all right, fine, let's go. Can you guess?
I think it was Primus.
It was Primus. Yeah. It was Primus. For like 5 songs in, she's all, how many more songs are they going to do?
Well, I will say in her defense, you hear one. You know, you hear 5 of those songs in a row and you go, I get the idea.
I love them so much, but it was one of those moments where I'm looking at her and looking back at the stage and I just go,
Jerry
with
a race car driver.
She just leave. Fine.
That's a goddamn fire.
I'll come alone next time.
Was that a married decision or were you dating at the time?
No.
You were dating. That was pre-dating.
Yeah, but it was I mean, I still had to. I could tell. She was not enjoying herself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you see someone who's getting a headache.
Right. You're going like this. Ugh, how many more of these songs are you going? Oh my God.
Stop it.
I'm getting an eye twitch. I can't.
Like,
give me your socks. I gotta stick something in my ears.
We're in Berkeley at the Greek. We're great seats for Primus. And you wanna go get something to eat? No.
Yes, let's do though. Because otherwise, there's no future for us.
We already ate.
I'm so hungry.
Anyway,
I would like to hear some Primus. Get like the worst Primus song.
No, there's no worst Primus song. They're great. I love them.
I'm with you. I like Primus, but 100%.
Rookie is hard to. If you're a Primus rookie, it's a hard to take band. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Are you writing MM? Yeah, he loves Primus. Come on.
Never mind.
James Blunt. I bet he loves James Blunt. Oh, you're beautiful. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly.
I have that ready because that's Alice Music, baby.
Yeah, it is. Popped right up when I typed it in. Yeah. So listen to this. James Blunt, this guy. I will say, I don't love this song.
You are so. What happened to you?
What's the matter?
You are so hostile.
I'm not hostile
at all.
Have
your people been persecuted?
Definitely. People with musical taste get persecuted all the time, Vinny. So, James Blunt, I don't love this song. I don't hate it, but I never understood why it was such a huge number one song. You know, but I will say it's an earworm. Even now, this is a 20-year-old song. This is the 20th anniversary of this song. And I still sing this song to myself all the time. Like, you know, John will do something or something will happen, and I'll be like, "You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true."
Oh, you're really capturing it.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. Yeah. Beautiful. So all the time, like, it has never left my consciousness in the 20. I would have never said 20 years. I should have actually made you guys guess when that came out. So that album, Back to Bedlam, that record, that song, You're Beautiful, is on, is being re-released in the UK for its 20-year anniversary, buy more of it.
If it's 20 years, then I was on an alternative station when it came out, so I never heard it.
Oh, this isn't stuck in your head somewhere.
I never played it, never listened to it. I'm familiar.
Oh, sure, we play it here. I mean
I've heard it, but I'm saying it wasn't part of my day-to-day. I was on NRQ at the time.
So James Blunt, and this song, You're Beautiful, he says, "I've signed up to change my name to whatever the public wants. They can change my name. I swear on my life and the life of my one fan, Brian from Glasgow. I will change my name should it hit number one." He's trying to get it. He does also say, not something that rhymes with his name, James Blunt.
But it'd be like Jimmy McSpliff or Weedy McDougal.
I was thinking Jimmy Sharp, but I like Jimmy McSpliff.
Yeah.
Or like Jimmy Cliff.
Was he thinking of the C word?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He says, I don't want it to be Blunty McBluntface.
James Blunt is dating Jamila Jamil.
Oh,
you know who that is?
Is that the chick from The Bad Place?
The Good Place.
Good Place.
That's what I mean.
From
the good place.
She's hot. Someone wrote Jamila Jamil. I don't know that person.
Oh, you'd like her. I want to say she's an Indian chick.
Yes.
And Vinny does. He does love the Indian chicks. Although, really, he loves all the chicks. Like, you just say any country, and he'll be like, "Oh yes, yeah." You know.
Well. Yeah, that's true. Jamil?
Paraguayan. Last name's Jamil.
Oh, she is smoking hot.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, she's got attitude on that show. Like, I really like her.
She's very political, too, on Instagram. She gets
not
banned.
Into that.
Yeah, you wouldn't dig. You wouldn't dig it.
I don't dig that at all.
No, thanks. Just live your life. Let the politicians
relax a little. Yeah. So she is getting, she's with James Blunt, huh?
She's beautiful.
Wow, all right.
Jamila. Jamila, I really like you. You want to go out?
Oh, activist is one of her titles.
Oh, great.
Jamila Jamil is an English actress, activist, and presenter. Okay.
Basically, he wants you to make his album number one, and if you do, he'll change his name. I don't know if then it becomes a voting situation.
Can we all agree? No.
I'm agreeing to that. Okay. I think he's specifically asking people in the UK to get to. Take them up to the top of the charts. It does seem like they find people to be loyal to, and then they are. Like, yeah, okay, James Blunt, we'll do it for you. James Blunt doesn't rhyme with blunt. Listen to this. This is for you, Vinny. Henry Winkler, I know you're a fan.
Hey.
That's a Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Let me fix that for you. Henry Winkler.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Christopher. From The Sopranos, that's Michael Imperioli.
Yeah, okay.
And he was just on The White Lotus season 2.
Yeah.
He's all grown up now. He's not a kid anymore. They are part of this new thing. This is, you know the show American Horror Story?
Yeah.
That is still a thing. This is a spinoff from that, and it's called American Horror Stories. It's 5 standalone stories. So it's like a 5-episode mini season, and each one is a different horror story. And so they're calling it like an anthology series. So they'll be, I don't know if they'll do more seasons of it.
You know, Stephen King is one of the, when I was taking lit classes in college, short stories are a big part of literature. Mm-hmm. Big part. Very few pop culture authors write short stories, But Stephen King has always done that.
Cranks them out.
And I think it's an underrated, undervalued part of reading is these little nuggets.
That just express one idea. It's self-contained. And I wonder if like really great authors who are super prolific, if they and like he does have many anthologies of short stories. He probably always starts with the idea of, oh, I have this idea. And as he starts to write it, he goes, oh, this is not a short story. This is
a full.
This is it. Mm-hmm. Or this is The Stand. And it starts with that one little bud.
Usually I was a creative writing major and tried to be a writer for a short period of time. You start with short stories, but your goal is always to write a novel.
You write the great American novel.
Yeah, because you don't make any money off short stories.
Mm. You know? Well, no, but in literature, these guys who've written great short stories become big names, big deals, and most people haven't read any of it.
Right. The little shorties. So, American Horror Stories. This is a new thing. They're calling it a spinoff. Let's see. It premieres October 15th as part of Hulu's Halloween lineup, and they're calling it Hulu-ween. So Henry Winkler stars in one of these, Michael Imperioli, somebody named Debbie Ryan and Victor Garber. I'm not sure who those people are, but by the way, I did also notice, I always hear of American Horror Stories being Ryan Murphy's thing, but they list Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk's award-winning anthology series, American Horror Story. Brad Falchuk is Gwyneth Paltrow's new husband.
Oh, they're married?
Oh, yeah. And he's hot.
Is he?
I think Brad Falchuk is hot. He's got a very dangerous name. Feels like you're going to make a mistake with that name, but you don't. Falchuk, it's fine. Anyway, there's a quick look at these, and I put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you are interested in checking out the trailer, it's actually starting, I guess, 2 weeks from now. So you can check that out on our Facebook page. Okay, next up is Morgan Wallen. I don't love, here's more of my not liking things, as you say. He's done and said some things that I have thought, I don't like that at all. I don't know that I want to support that. But this I will support because when I was a kid, I lived on this little side road. I lived near Boston, but I always say Boston because no one's ever heard of East Bridgewater. And it was like, you know, we called it a cow town. There were like lots of cornfields, lots of cow fields, lots of actual cows, miles of trails, a very sort of country feeling.
She rode a cow to school every day.
I did. Everyone. I would ride a cow and I would lug another one so I could have milk at lunch. So I would lead that one in, you know, just so I would be able to have something to eat. So, is this a Morgan Wallen song?
And this one's called Cowgirls.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I just played it for you special.
All right, thanks. Yeah. So, when I was growing up in this little town where nothing ever happened, one day, a house on my street burned down. Like, burned to the ground. It just, you know, went up in flames.
Was it the Siggies?
I don't know what caused it.
Oh.
So, and I was a little kid. And 1 year later, the house across the street burned down. Like, almost to the day, 1 year later, the house across the street burned down. So,
you have an arsonist in your neighborhood.
Maybe. But I'll tell you what also happened. You know what I was thinking? You should take that out because we're not going to be able to use the segment on the podcast if you don't. I'll get to the Morgan Wallen part. So, these houses have burned down, and what happened, and the thing I remember as a little girl is the Red Cross showed up. Mm. Like, they showed up, they had blankets, they lugged a trailer onto the property. Like, they were, the Red Cross. I watched them help my neighbors. I mean, I was one of the houses that burned down. My best friend Pam lived in that. You know, this little girl, Pam Adams, a couple years older than me, but we were in the neighborhood kids. She was my girl.
Pam.
Pam Adams.
Where's Pam now?
I don't know. I lost touch with her.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Pam.
And so her house has just burned down. And she, you know, here's kind people who show up and wrap a blanket around you and give you the things that you need immediately and take you someplace and put you somewhere and meet your needs. Like I remember thinking, you know, there's the Red Cross. There it is. And it really stuck with me my whole life. So Morgan Wallen, he is from East Tennessee. And I think you know what's happening in Tennessee right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disaster. And he just donated $500,000 to the American Red Cross to help after the widespread destruction from Hurricane Helene. So while I have problems with this guy, that is not one of them. Because I believe, and people will write right now and they'll say, there's so many pennies per dollar only. You know, I'm telling you, as a person who watched a friend's house burn down, the Red Cross showed up and helped. And that's why I always donate to the Red Cross. I love the Red Cross. I think it's really important because if some disaster happens to me, I know they'll show up. So on Sunday, Morgan said, my family in East Tennessee are safe, but I know many are absolutely devastated there and in multiple states. Those hills and hollers are very important to me in so many ways. It's going to take a monumental effort. The national president for humanitarian services for the Red Cross thanked Morgan in a statement. Morgan, not the only one, obviously, helping out. Oliver Anthony. Is he a West Virginia? He's a North Carolina guy. I hear Appalachians and I think
thought he was Virginia.
What's his name?
Oliver Anthony. He's the rich man north of Richmond. Well,
that's Virginia. It's not West Virginia.
Well, when I hear Appalachia, I think of West Virginia.
Thank you.
You're welcome, I guess. So
when I think hillbilly, I think you, Maddie.
That is true. I hear holler and I go, oh, Maddie, yeah. I got to tell him about it.
Yeah.
So Morgan is not the only one helping out. Oliver Anthony said he's working on a fundraiser. He's going to do some charity shows.
Good.
We know about that guy because he went viral and then refused to take any more money. He's like, no, wow. I have $500,000. I have all the money I'll ever need in my life. I'm not changing a thing. He also posted a friend's video of all the damage in a small Appalachian town in western North Carolina. So he's there to help as well.
You guys, it's hardly any water. Come on.
It's just Lake Tahoe.
It's just the amount of Lake Tahoe dumped on you all at one time. But come on.
But spread out. I'm saying that makes it actually sound small. And it's huge. Little Lake Tahoe. You can't, if you look at a map of the state, you can see all the Great Lakes. Let's dump one of those. And then, or say that we dumped one. We're not going to actually dump. You've had enough water.
Wow, you're just digging deeper.
Tahoe is just a little dot.
Only your pants are wet. What?
If only it was only your pants that are wet. Anyway, you can donate to redcross.org. And by the way, they have, of course, immediately set up a thing specifically for people who need help after the hurricane. Helene.
Can I correct something we said?
Absolutely.
Just real quick? Because yeah. There's like tons of texts coming in. It's James Blake that Jamila is married to, not James Blunt.
Oh, my God. That is a huge mistake we made.
No. It's the text people.
By the way, I'd like to point out that wait, somebody texted you that?
Oh, yeah. You know how it is. You say something wrong and there's a million. And she's also Pakistani.
Oh God. Actually, that's a bad mistake to make because my girlfriend, Umbreen, is Pakistani.
Hey, we're on the fly here, people.
Okay. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Who's James Blake?
Is he an actor?
I think so.
I don't know that guy.
Yeah. But I do know who James Blunt is, and he's not the guy married to Jamila Jamil. My God, what a disaster. All right, I'm done. I think my damage is done here.
James Blake's a musician.
Oh, for what band?
James Blake.
He's just the James Blake band?
Oh.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you. No, I'm not, because I guarantee you we got a James Blake song in here, and Jane is shaking her fist at me in her car right now. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I didn't get to that just the tip story, but I will next after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Odyssey app. Oh, I love the Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It is free. It is amazing. It's the home of the Sarah and Vinny show. And you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day long, home, car, wherever you are. And you'll be entered automatically for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Do you know which local bank gives back to your community? The answer is Fremont Bank. Its foundation has awarded nearly $1 million this year and isn't slowing down. This means more teacher endowments, environmental projects, diaper drives, and other worthy causes right here in our community. Learn more about the foundation at FremontBank.com. That's weird. I have a diaper drive story.
Really?
Not related to Fremont Bank, but let me see if I can find it. It's in Nebraska, of all places.
Oh.
The Nebraska Diaper Bank is in the news after handing out its 8 millionth diaper the other day.
Wow.
They've been helping new parents for a decade. The charity launched in 2014, but they've already ramped things up. They've really ramped things up recently. Most of those 8 million diapers have been handed out in the past 3 years. Diaper banks. That's great.
It is amazing, actually. I'm going to sneeze.
Let it rip.
Oh, bless you.
Nice one.
Thank you. It's great that there are diaper banks.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that there are needs for diaper banks.
Well, yeah, but.
But it's great that there are diaper banks because clearly they're needed.
There are plenty of people who either through an accident or just the simple, I'm having a family, whether I've got the dough for it or not. And I'm going to find a way to make it work. Yep. And I understand that.
And the diaper bank helps.
The diaper bank helps. So this is the tip story. Oh, first of all, hold on. I can't do that
just
yet. It's going to be hot as
hell.
I'm still cussing. Just imagine me on a string of
so
vile
hot.
String of curse words.
It's too hot.
We could see power outages today. It's going to be over 100 in a lot of places. Try a ceiling fan. They really do work. I'm loving mine. Mm. It's a delight.
Vinny has found a new technology for us.
Oh. I've never seen somebody so excited about ceiling fans in my life.
You have grow up without ceiling fans?
You can change the
idea.
You can actually change the direction of it. It has 3 settings. It's amazing.
You have no idea how hot it's been. Some of those
that
heat
is
waves.
True. I mean, there's no way that I'm experiencing that.
Yeah. Because right. You over there with your 5 covers and your ice, I run it on high all night long.
All night long.
Oh,
all
God.
Night long.
Conserve energy,
fans.
People.
All night. Fans are very low impact.
No,
it's
you.
The AC that's burning up.
You,
all
the fan and the AC.
Yeah. Well, I need it all.
He's talking.
Listen, do you want a top-notch morning show or not? Because I'm going to tell you who's doing a top-notch morning show.
Who?
Well, I don't want to give it away. I want you to keep listening to us, so.
Tipping.
Yes.
It's a thing.
Like cow
plenty
tipping?
Of,
or?
No. Tipping. You know, a new poll looked at the top people we refuse to tip.
Okay.
It's become this thing where through technology and all of the ways that we pay for stuff now, there's just this great screen that pops up and says, well, you want to give us 18% or not?
Yeah.
And you're looking at the person and they're looking at you and you're looking at the screen and they're looking at you and you look at the screen and they look at you and you're, yes.
I guess I have to because you're staring at me and you've just asked me for a tip.
I've taken to throwing things where the trash cans used to be.
But
I don't, where'd
you
they
don't
go?
Just throw them
understand.
On the floor. I know. I have like a little pile of trash over here now. Like what happened to our trash cans?
I don't know. I'll take care of it.
Oh, we should have told Maddie.
Yeah.
What were we thinking? Not telling.
We got a producer.
We got somebody. We have somebody we can tell.
Produce we got a trash guy. Cans, monkey boy.
A new poll looked at the top people we refuse to tip. On that list, I would include the guy who sold me that Cure poster.
Yeah.
If he wanted a tip, he should have said, don't buy a poster at a show, bro.
Right.
Don't be stupid.
Or here's a hard tube to put it in.
Here is a Mr. Brady canister.
For his architectural blueprints.
Exactly right. But no. So no money for him. The number one person on the list is your mechanic.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to tip my mechanic.
Most Americans
I go there, I buy his, I pay for his services, and, I mean, did he wash and wax my car on the way out? Maybe I'll throw him 10 bucks for that, I guess. I don't know.
I tip the guys that rotate my tires because
do
it for free.
Oh.
It's if you buy the tires there, then they rotate your tires.
Well, that's nice.
So I go there specifically every 5K to get the tires rotated, and I'll throw the guy a 10 or a 20, whatever's in my pocket, just because I feel like you did some stuff for me, and I'm walking away without having paid for anything.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. So I'll do that. But the mechanic, I'm sorry, bro. You're charging me an arm and a leg, and I'm with the way I drive, I know them.
Yeah. I'll bet you do.
Like on a friendly basis, like, yeah. Hey, man, hey, good to see you. What are you, how are things?
Are mechanics putting a hand out for a tip? Like, it's never crossed my mind.
This list is most Americans say that these are the things they just would not consider tipping at. Concession stand workers at sporting events.
Yeah. Did you come by and give me a free, complimentary water while I waited in the 2-hour line to buy your poster?
Or forget about that. Did you spin the wheel to get onions to drop onto my hot dog? No. You know, the old onion wheel.
Myself, yeah. I don't put onions on it, so I don't know about the wheel, but I can assume that,
I think there's a relish wheel, too. Don't you do relish?
No.
Oh.
Ketchup and mustard. That's all I want.
What are you, 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like my hot dog very plain. Actually, I'll take it without anything. I'll just have a hot dog.
You like your what?
My hot dog.
Thank you.
That's what she said.
Not going to tip fast food workers. So here's the list. The people we refuse to tip. Mechanics, concession stand workers at sporting events, fast food workers, any restaurant worker when you're picking up the food yourself.
I do feel like they did.
They prepped it.
They put it together. They put it all in there, and hopefully they got it right, because I'm not going to stand here checking it. I'm just going to pay the bill. They hand you the bill, and there's a space for tips, especially if it's a restaurant I go to all the time, I'll leave a tip. But I do feel like counter service is not the same as waiting
at table. I definitely will
tip
up takeout if we, I will tip takeout if we do it, because I know someone prepped all that, and so that's cool. They also say that the top people we always tip are food delivery drivers, which I never get.
Oh, you don't?
Ever.
Why not?
Because I have 2 legs and a car of my own and will go get it myself.
Oh, well, my car is it's so far away and I'm sitting on the couch and my phone's right here.
Never.
DoorDash.
Ever. Uber Actually, drivers, I Instacart never... shoppers. Oh, we do that though.
Oh, tip those people?
I don't know what she does. She has Costco delivered once a week, though. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. She must tip them. Yes, she tips them.
You know, you guys have just a good level front porch, a couple steps up off the ground. Mm-hmm. Like, there are people who get stuff delivered to their 4th floor walk-up, and those people need to be tipping.
If you're dropping it off,
you're already paying a delivery fee.
The only time I even know the delivery driver has come is when he rings the doorbell 10,000 times, and then the missus goes, "You've got to show ID for my wine. Please go out there and give him the..."
Oh.
When they deliver wine, they can't leave it unless someone shows ID.
They're happy that they are very happy that you bought wine, though, because now you're going to tip them.
I guess.
You're dealing with them at the front door. Do you give them a tip when you after you...
No, she does all the payment on the...
Oh, prepays. Got it.
On the phone.
We've heard that about, like, DoorDash people where they... You pre-tip them on the app, and then somebody was going to tip in cash, and so the person wrote a really nasty note and put it into the... And then the lady tipped her with cash at the door, and she goes, "Oh, hold on, I need to get my note out of there. Yeah, I left you a nasty note and some spit or whatever else.
It's awful.
Hopefully just spit, right?
A drunk man picks a fight with a python in the street, and it ends how you'd expect.
He kills the python?
No, he lost. He was losing.
What do pythons do? Are they squeezers?
Yeah, they're scrunchers. Okay.
So can you get squeezed to death by...
Oh, yes.
How big does a python have to be to squeeze you to death?
Well, this one's big.
Oh, how big?
Like, is the well, look at the picture. He's laying on a sidewalk, losing. Can you see that?
It's smaller than I would think. Well, that's like the Lake Tahoe of python.
Oh, my God.
It's just not all that impressive.
Turns out
it does more damage than you think, but you're like, yeah, let's go with something bigger, like, you know, an elephant's leg as the thickest part of it. It's like
someone who eats when she wants and has it made for her and sleeps in the comfort of an air-conditioned tomb. You sure are hostile today.
Oh. I should be in a better mood because of the tomb, huh? Right.
A fire department
trying to change my outlook.
Had to intervene and save the man from the python's killer grip because this drunk guy who said, I could fight you.
I would get down on the ground and fight you.
Stupid ass. The things that make sense when you're drunk.
You know what's crazy about this? I feel like I could outrun a python. Like, in the open ground, like maybe not in the jungle. I mean, a lot of things to trip on. But if you're in the street and you're drunk, I still feel like, oh crap, a python, you know, run for it. So was this guy just like sitting on a curb, drunk, drinking out of a paper bag?
He came across the 6 foot long snake on his way home from the local pub.
Yeah.
Feeling emboldened, the inebriated guy decided to tease the large python in front of his friends. However, the reptile got the better of him and held him in a death grip, forcing his friends to call the fire department. This grip is going right around his man zone.
That really is wrapped all the way in some dangerous places.
Could you not just a little?
One of my eggs is in there. I can't. Owie.
Any chance you could get me by the neck? Because that really hurts.
I feel like just get a snake by the head, right? Once you get it by the head, you smack its head down a couple times. Like, you could overthrow a snake. I mean, come on. It's a snake. It doesn't have any arms. It doesn't have any claws or anything.
You hear that, snakes?
Come for me, snakes.
Pythons have lots of teeth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't grab them by the open mouth, Maddie. But behind the head, you know where to grab a snake. You're a country boy. You grab it by the hitting it on the ground.
I just hit him with a shovel.
Yeah, okay, fine. If you don't want to pick him up.
Yeah, I don't play with snakes. I'm not messing around with snakes. Yeah. But you guys, you do your thing. I'm sure it's going to go
worry,
great
you know
for
what?
You.
Just yell for me. I'll come and help you. All right? Okay. I will come and save you, Vinny. From the mean old snake.
Please. That'd be great. I would love for you to come save me from the mean old snake.
Yeah, I'll do it. I love you. I'll come rescue you. Are you kidding me? Please.
It's nice of you.
Fully into saving you from things.
You tell me how this is going to go for people.
All right.
Pardon me. I like LinkedIn. I go on there sometimes.
I never go on there because when I signed up for it one time, the emails never stopped coming.
It's a lot, for sure. But it's also, it's one of those spots where you realize there are plenty of people who find themselves needing a gig.
Yeah.
And there's a point where it starts to get like, please?
Oh.
Unemployed Gen Zers are now using the hashtag desperate on their LinkedIn banners now. And I'm wondering if you think that backfires or if that shows like a true sign of someone who's desperately in need. Straight up.
It is a rough one. Would I tend more toward hiring someone who said I am desperate? Would I think that I could pay them less?
Looking
desperate.
What would
be the result of that?
Is no longer a red flag on LinkedIn. Look how that lady's put desperate, hashtag desperate.
She needs a job. And she's a lovely girl. She looks like an influencer.
But it's not just a little typing face. She's made an entire graphic with hashtag desperate
on it. And she looks like a fine person to have at the front desk at your business. Like she would, hi, welcome to wherever the hell this is.
She really wants to be president of the company.
I'm Mandy.
If you wouldn't mind, step aside.
Oh, does she want to be president?
I mean, don't you
think? What does it say there? What's she asking for?
It doesn't say.
Oh. I shouldn't have made her the front desk girl. Why am I so biased against a cute little redhead with a fun smile.
Misogynist.
I know. What a loser I am.
Sexist.
God, I am so sexist. She obviously, wants to, I don't know what she wants to do.
Unemployed people.
She's desperate, anything.
who are open to work are now being transparent about their urgent need for a new role, and they're using hashtag desperate on their LinkedIns. I feel like you might be, I'm not a hiring or firing guy, but I would feel like, okay, desperate. Let's see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Not as in I'm going to get over on you, but are you going to work your ass off? Are you right. going to come in or are you going to go, well, I don't know, in my last role.
That after your last role.
They're the ones that fired you.
Yeah.
Your last role is the
one. You just told me you were desperate. I said I'll take a chance on you. Take a chance.
I'm sure those conversations are a joy.
I'll bet.
Anyway.
Yeah, the workforce, it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Today is National Kale Day. Do you like it?
I do love kale.
Kale made a list of...
That's so good.
Kale made a list of foods some people only pretend to like, along with caviar, licorice, and blue cheese.
Oh, I hate blue cheese.
I like blue cheese.
I don't... Well, I will not go for licorice, but it's not going to make me throw up.
I'll eat black licorice
every time. And
what
was the second thing?
Caviar.
It's too salty.
Yeah,
I'll eat it. I'll eat it if it's on creme fraiche with a little bit of little salmon on some kind of tasty little doodad cracker. But yeah, by itself, no thanks. There are people who like spoon that into their mouth. But you know, doesn't Tabico count as caviar? The little orange dots? Yeah, that's just fish eggs, and I love that.
Yeah, but you don't eat them plain.
No, I put them on my cracker. Sushi.
Mm-mm. Right.
And they're just not as salty as like when I think of caviar, I think of that like, is it sturgeon or something?
Beluga.
Beluga, yucky salt. But here, have a mouthful of salt. Oh, yum. I can taste the delicate other flavors of salt in this.
In honor of Kale Day, here's a list of other foods that people just pretend to like. Those giant milkshakes with absurd toppings like a slice of cake. Jumbo swirly lollipops, candy sprinkles,
and
fairy floss.
I'm definitely into that first one.
Who knows what fairy floss is?
Never heard of it.
Check that out.
We're looking at that. We got a research department now, Vinny. They're looking it up for us.
Tails on shrimp in a pasta dish. I don't want the tails.
Yeah, don't do that. If it's a shrimp cocktail that you're handling with your hands, fine. You're holding it by the shrimp tail. But in a meal, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I don't want to be removing those with my fork and knife. If they've got sauce on them.
I saw this on Facebook. It was a guy who had two fresh lobsters, which I went, oh, Sarah, no, lobsters, just lobsters.
How big? Well, how big were
big
those
ones,
lobsters?
Big ones, big lobsters.
Great, good.
And then the next thing is, picture is this boiling tomato type sauce.
Uh-oh.
And then the next thing is some pasta, and it's all fresh from this guy's garden and the sea. Like, everything's fresh.
Okay.
And then he makes a lobster pasta dish, and it just looked killer.
Chunks of lobster?
Just chunks
okay.
of lobster.
Okay, so he didn't shell the lobster
He cooked it, cut it all up, and it was just pieces of lobster in with the tomato, fresh tomato. Oh. Looked really good.
Yeah. I think we have what fairy floss is.
It's just cotton candy. It's what they call it.
Oh, my God. I love cotton candy.
The Brits call it fairy
floss.
Yes,
I do love it. I used to be like, hey, kids, don't you guys want some cotton candy? Here, let me hold that for you.
Do people really like raw oysters?
I love raw oysters.
That's on the list of things people only pretend to like.
I like them. I'll take them anyway. Like oysters bingo, oysters Rockefeller.
Matcha?
I love matcha.
What's matcha?
It's green tea.
Oh, green tea's good.
I love it. And well, I like the matcha flavor. When we were in Japan, we got addicted to the matcha ice cream. They had like soft serve flavored with green tea. Oh my God. Ridiculously good. When you go to, you'll know, you're going to go to Japan, right?
When you were there, you were like,
we never walked by a place that, they would have these green cones out front. You might see a Dairy Queen thing where they have the giant statue of a cone with the white swirl top. These were the cone with a green. We would be like, oh my God, that's a matcha place. Let's go. Kids, we're all so addicted.
Double fisted. Okay.
Triple fisted. We grew extra fists for it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. A lot of people wrote in. Fairy floss is what the British call cotton candy.
Oh. Yeah, they're right. That
How
is
do you
delicious.
Not know that is? You're practically English.
I am actually three quarters English. I don't know that.
As a long-term recruiter, do not use the hashtag desperate. It is a big turnoff to recruiters. Only be positive. That's what we needed to hear.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a guy who knows. Like, I would think, all right, well, let's see what you got.
She's desperate. Maybe I can put one over on her.
I wonder if Sarah... Oh, darn it, it moved. Why? I wonder if Sarah could outswim a python in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, it's very cold there. I'm sure that the snake will be slowed down by the freezing cold water. I think they're tropical.
Did you ever get a copy of that shirt, the see-through shirt in Hawaii? Do you have a copy of that photo? Remember when you were in Hawaii on vacation and you wore that see-through shirt in the water?
It's a video, actually.
It's a video. Do you have a copy of that?
I don't.
You don't have a copy of that?
No, and someone has some copies of that.
Oh, there's more than one copy?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, however many copies one person can make, I guess, right?
Wow.
I don't know.
That'd be fun to see.
I'll tell you something. Try and blackmail me with it because I won't care. It won't be, I'll be like, okay, well, I guess everyone gets to see my nipples through my swim shirt.
Okay, this next text is the important one.
Okay.
It's the one I started to read earlier. It's also the one that's been texted to us 15 times. So I'm going to get to it now.
Oh, so somebody is desperate for this to get said.
925. Sarah and Vinny, good morning, Alice Gang.
Hello.
Vin, please send a very big congratulations, farewell, and thank you to your Odyssey coworker, Kim Wonderly, for 20 plus years of getting me and the Bay Area through the craziness of traffic here. She is retiring today from KCBS Radio and going to Spain tomorrow. Best wishes and thank you, Kim, from the entire Bay Area morning commuters. It's been a great ride. Have fun and stay safe. D on the app.
D on the app, thank you for the... I did not know that she... Look, I just rode an elevator and had an extended conversation with Kim Wonderly last week.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say anything about, by the way, next week's my last week. Is this one of those surprise retirements where suddenly...
Oh, no.
We've seen that done very, very well. We've seen that done well. The surprise, I don't work here anymore, and I left gifts for you, and this is an email, and I've already left for the day. Goodbye. Denise St. Louis.
That was something entirely else. Like that lady... She
was magic. Anyway, and so is Kim Wonderly. I love Kim. Congratulations to her. That's huge. She has been. I listen to Kim Wonderly on the air as well when I need traffic info. She's mm-hmm. amazing.
Traffic on the nines. Is it the eights? Kim. Nines?
The eights. Grr. Traffic and weather on the eights.
Dang it.
So close. AM 740 and FM.
That's why I always miss the traffic on that station. Darn it.
You're 1 minute late every time. That is too bad.
What's coming to the trash here?
Can the Taylor fans relax, please? Could we do that?
No.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place.
Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.